The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
I'm tired.
I'll pick you up.
Okay. All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are Stuff. WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. We are here every Thursday morning at 8:30 for your listening pleasure.
At least we hope it's pleasure.
We hope so. And we want to make sure that you know that you can contact us anytime.
Stuffing for us at gmail.com.
Here you go.
Now, wait a minute, because I made a mistake.
He did.
Here.
Well, I have to tell you while she's trying to find.
Okay.
That was her husband, Greg. This is take two.
Shoot.
No, we don't have take two. We possibly will have that at the top half.
Nah.
No, we won't. But that was her husband, and he did a great job, and it was very professional and very serious.
Yes, he was.
Yes. And we love that.
I love him.
I know you do. And our little friend here had a birthday. Happy birthday. And, I went online and I'm looking for like places to send free greeting cards because I don't want to sign up for anything because I don't do it.
Yeah.
So I look and I look and I look and I found you the coolest cards. And then go to send it and it would say, you must sign up for the free trial, blah, 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 blah. And then one I did, and it said, you owe $3.65. And I'm thinking...
That's not free.
I'm thinking back, and I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. She is worth it. But I did end up finding a really cute card.
It's adorable.
That I really liked. But mostly I like the Minions. I really like them in Banana, Banana. I just love them, and every time I found one, you had to sign up, and it'll say free greeting cards, absolutely free greeting cards, and you go, and you have to sign up for the free trial. So you're Jacqueline
Lawson.
You have a subscription, and it's not expensive.
It's not $20 a year.
Yeah, it's not expensive. So there are some out there that are really cool, and they're not expensive, but there are free ones. I did find a free one. Not that I didn't want to buy you a card. It's just...
Oh, it's always nice to get one on the day.
So, yeah, I found one on the day, and I loved it. It was a puppy.
And it was singing to me.
It was singing, and it was really cute.
It was so cute.
It's really cute. I liked it. So, happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
One more for the road.
Yeah.
What have you got for Valentine's?
So I was looking at, I have my holidays.
Yeah.
So the 15th of August, so as we tell you, we are pre-recording, so hopefully it's the 15th of August today. If it's not, it's okay, chill, it's all right, just listen, enjoy it.
It will be.
Or August 15th is Relaxation Day. See, that's where we were going.
I like that.
And the 16th is Tell a Joke Day. The 17th is Thrift Shop Day.
Ooh.
Yeah. The 18th is Mail Order Catalog Day. They still send them, especially at Christmas time.
They do. I usually get them from other people's houses.
What?
No, that they mistake who they go to and they put them in my mailbox.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Because it says occupant?
Some of them, but you know, some of them are really
a person.
Yeah.
And they just put them in your mailbox.
Uh-huh. If I'm anywhere near them, I'll go put it back in theirs.
Do you read them?
Well, I
browse through them.
Slip through them, yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised they even send them out. It must still work.
It must.
It must still work, because if I look through them, I'm tempted. I'm really tempted for some things. I go, oh,
I know.
Well, look at that. Look at that.
I know,
this is a cool way to do this. And they have, sometimes they have things that are like the TV, the infomercials.
Uh-huh.
You'll see something in those catalogs that's from one of the infomercials, and it looks perfect for what you need in your life.
You should avoid it at all costs.
Uh-huh. The 19th of August is World Photo Day. The 20th is Chocolate Pecan Pie Day. Oh, yum.
I'm not sure about that.
August 21st is Spumoni Day. We've probably talked about these before.
Mm-hmm.
August 22nd, I'll stop. It is Be an Angel Today Day.
It is what day?
Be an angel.
Oh, be an angel. I thought you said binge.
Oh, you can binge, too. I don't think it's bad to binge for one day.
That's what I'm doing.
Are you binging for a day?
Today's my day.
To binge?
Yeah.
What will you be binging on?
Whatever I find that I like.
Okay, so you're just going to eat whatever? I'm talking about food.
Oh, I'm not.
Oh, what are you talking about? Spending money?
Yeah.
Just binging. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's my birthday present to myself.
Oh, that's so cool. Let me ask you, where will you binge if you'd like to share?
Oh, just mom and pops and all around. And there's a Crystal place in Southampton I like. And just, you know.
Just tooling around.
Odds and ends.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone up to Bennington?
Yes.
There's a cool store just as you come into Bennington on the left-hand side.
Yeah.
That's a cool store. And then there's somewhere in around there, there's a really cool store at an intersection.
Okay. I think I've heard that happen before.
Have you? Have you heard of that one? It's a good store. You know what else? Do you like cheesecake?
No.
Okay. All right. We took a ride to New York the other day, and we went to they're called the New Skeet Nuns. Not skate, skeet, New Skeet. And they're in, I think it's around Cambridge, and they have a convent there. And you go into the foyer,
mm-hmm.
and there's a freezer,
mm-hmm.
and there's jams and jellies that they make, a few other things that they make. And then in the freezer are their famous cheesecakes. The New Skeet Nuns are famous for their cheesecake.
Too heavy.
And, their cheesecake is light. And it's not cheap. A large one is $35. But they're really good cheesecake. There's all kinds of flavors. We got amaretto something. We got chocolate raspberry. We got chocolate mint. It's really good cheesecake. You can buy it by the slice. You can buy it in a little mix, like mixture of flavors. You can buy it by a large cheesecake or a small cheesecake. No way. You have something about cheesecake. I'll flip.
No.
Oh.
No. I was just wondering when we were going to get to the show.
You have something about nuns? Oh, sorry. So I found on Reader's Digest 15 polite habits. So this is 15 polite habits.
Can I do my riddle first?
Workers actually just like
she's, I think she's on something.
Well, you know what? I just did VBS. I'm Miss Lynn. I just did Vacation Bible School. I do it in the morning. Val, my friend Val, and I do the music. We do the singing with the kids. Oh, my gosh, those kids have energy.
Here we go again.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And do you have a riddle for us today? Because I need to write it down.
You are so funny. I have three. Number one.
One.
I am easy to lift, but hard to throw. Number two, what has a neck but no head? And number three, I have pointed fangs and I sit and wait. I have piercing force and I crunch with weight. I grab my victims, but they do not fight. I join each with a single quick bite.
What? Whoa! Ooh. I know the second one.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Now I can't wait for you to do the third one again. I like it. I think when you do your... Do you still do your show?
Yes.
Do you use that voice ever?
Yeah, it depends on what the story is about.
I think it would be great. I think that would be... you don't record that at midnight. Oh, it's not on at midnight anymore,
no,
is it?
No, it's Saturday. Is it Saturday? Yeah, Sunday. I forget which morning it's on.
In the morning?
Yeah, it's about 8 o'clock, I think. Okay.
What's it called?
Beyond.
You need to do that voice.
You need to give me emails at beyond3x5@gmail.com.
Beyond3x5.
I wanted to say 3x5, but I made an X instead and goofed it up, so now it's like...
But then people might type in B-Y.
They might.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not getting my load.
Yeah, that's why. So now you know, it's an X. You can email her anytime. Give her ideas. Tell her what you think.
Yeah.
Okay. So 15 polite habits fast food workers actually do not like. And what you should do instead of doing these things.
Bathroom. Is that what you said?
15 polite habits.
Uh-huh.
Fast food.
Oh, okay.
Restaurant fast food workers actually dislike, don't like it.
All right.
And what you should do instead, because sometimes our good intentions can kind of miss the mark.
Okay.
We're trying to be helpful, and it's not working. It's not working out for them.
Okay.
So here are some things to avoid. The do's and don'ts, the do's and don'ts of fast food ordering. So it says here... 5 million people, blah, 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 blah. While a lot of rude people frequent fast food establishments, thankfully there are far more customers who are kind and they're polite and they are doing things that they think are helpful.
I really like your bracelet.
I'm trying to get, this is a bracelet that I don't remember what grandchild made that for me. It's yarn. And it's braided.
It's cute.
Isn't that terrible that I don't remember?
No.
I'm trying to get to the point here and see what this is. Okay. Telling them the recipe to make an item is one. It can be tempting to tell an employee how to make something, especially if you've worked at a restaurant before or if that employee seems a little bit uncertain. You know, the recipe for Chicken Club BLT, you're going to tell them how to put that together, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or all the ingredients for the salad. You'll just save them time or having to look it up, right?
It's insulting.
Yeah, I do that.
No.
I'm really bad.
Why?
Well, sometimes I'll say, I'm trying to think now. No, I guess I'm not like that. I ask if they'll put avocado on my sandwiches. I guess I won't tell people how to build the sandwich.
But you have preferences.
Not how it's put together.
No.
But I might ask if the hollandaise sauce is thick or thin. That's not really what they're talking about here, right? This is telling someone to say, when you make it, make sure you baste the juices on top of my steak.
But she is blonde with the short haircut, and she's an older lady, so...
I'm not an older lady. Well, yes, I am. Yeah, I am. All right, I will go on after you go on.
All right. I found, I jumped into this article that was on the net, and it was... by accident, and I started reading it, and it was fascinating, and it was about early humanoids and about the beginnings of fire and all that kind of stuff and how it happened, and it was really interesting. So I also found out there is no definitive answer to how many species of humans there were. As different taxonomies and classifications may vary, however, some sources suggest that there are at least 15 to 21 human species that were around at certain times.
What did they look like?
Don't know. They they have the skeletons and the skulls and all that kind of stuff, but 15 to 21 different human species.
Species.
Isn't that weird? Whatever.
I never thought about it. I sure hope that they were, like, if they were ugly, I'm sure hoping that, you know, we're a lot better looking than they were.
I think so. I think we've been getting better with the yields.
And I wonder, you know, how would we know what they looked like? Like, their outside, their skin part. Like, were they?
I don't know, but
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
I think it's fascinating.
I think we're probably a lot better.
Our brains are bigger. Yeah, but that means the rest of the body is smaller.
If the brain is bigger, the rest of the body is smaller.
Because when they were around way back, like Homo erectus, they had small brains, but they had huge bodies. To fight and hunt and all that good stuff. And then when we started not needing to do that,
because they opened a grocery store. That's what it was. It was the caveman convenience store. Hey, that was the first entrepreneur.
No, she's gone now.
Oh, that was very good. And it probably was her. Yeah. Women worked hard.
They did.
They worked really hard.
Yeah.
I mean, you think the men went out and did the hunting, but the women had to prepare it all and get it all together and cook it.
And a woman is the person who is supposedly the one who first learned how to use fire.
Is that right?
Because they used to use rocks as tools. Mm-hmm. And they would use the rocks to cut the meat because they ate raw meat and it was tough. So they would use the rocks to cut the meat. And when they hit on certain kind of rocks, they got sparks.
It made a spark. That was a Thursday.
That was it?
That was a Thursday. So I'll refer to the Bible. So in the Bible, in the Old Testament, it talks about the women, how everybody goes to sleep and she works through the night into the morning. She has to do the sewing, she has to do the preparing, she has to do all the stuff, all the things, all through the night until morning. And I'm thinking, I'm not doing that.
No
All night long. And then she's up all day.
Mm-hmm.
When does this poor woman take a nap?
I think she's in walking sleep.
I think so, too. They had energy. And the guys are out, you know, they're, you know, getting
doing
together
guy
and doing guy stuff. All right, we won't rank on the guys. So this says here, I work at McDonald's, and it turns out a ton of other people have worked at McDonald's or know someone who has worked at McDonald's. So there are a lot of people who want to tell you how to do it. They tell people at McDonald's, I worked at McDonald's, and I want my sandwich made like this. It says, I usually already know somebody has worked at McDonald's, and also sometimes the instructions have changed, or we no longer offer that particular item. They're trying to do the worker's job for them. It comes across as patronizing and also can imply that you think they're dumb.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, be patient. Do this instead. Be patient. While the worker makes your order, don't hover over the counter. If your order ends up incorrect, simply ask them to fix or replace it. I have to say, I'm guilty. So as a teenager, I worked at Friendly's.
I'm not going there with you.
And they make a fisherman jig.
They got your picture on the wall?
Yeah, they do. They do. Stay out. They made a fisherman jig, and I used to get a fisherman jig on rye. There's a certain way a fisherman jig is made. So when I go to another restaurant, I was with you. And I ordered a fish fillet sandwich. It was last week. And I asked her how they put it together.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes. Oh, my
I wanted
gosh.
To know if they just put the fish
you
and a piece
right
of cheese
in front
on
of
it.
Me.
Yeah, with toast. Or do they make a grilled cheese sandwich with the fish in it and grill it all so it's all hot? And I need it to be like the grilled cheese. Isn't that awful? But
wow.
She was, I have to say, she was really nice.
Yeah.
And I have to say, and I am going to give kudos, it was the Dalton restaurant.
Okay. Yep.
It came out perfect. And do you know, Mark and I went there a few days later, and I got the same sandwich. It came out perfect. It's a really good piece of fish. The bread was crispy. I'm getting hungry.
Okay. This is stuff, by the way, and there's two of us in here. Really?
I'm sorry.
Politicians
I
mix
just
up.
Love talking to you.
Politicians mix up Slovakia and Slovenia so often that embassy employees meet every month to exchange, wrongly addressed mail.
For real?
For real. I checked these all before I brought them.
There's...
the embassies meet together because...
They get the wrong mail.
They get the wrong mail. Slovakia and Slovenia.
Wrong mail from...
Who knows?
Who knows? And they have to exchange it. And they only do it once a month, you said? Or a week?
Every month. That's all.
That's a little bit scary.
Mm-hmm.
Because what if you got something the beginning of that month and that was an urgent matter or there was a check in there?
Oh, well.
You have to wait a whole month. I wonder how much they get. Oh, my gosh.
How did we... Okay.
That's crazy. I would never... Well, you know, as I think about it, I would see how the two would get mixed
yeah,
up.
Yeah. Penmanship, who knows?
Could be.
All right. Dogs feel vulnerable when they poop. So they look to their owners for protection, which usually results in awkward staring. And they showed a picture.
Did they? They feel vulnerable?
I guess because they're into this other kind of...
mode.
Yeah. So they can't easily... whatever it is they need to do.
So should you bring a towel, cover them or something when they go so they don't feel... Are they feeling uncomfortable? Are they feeling insecure? What are they feeling?
If you put a cover over them, the other dogs are going to think it's a burrito or something.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder how they found out.
I don't know.
I never asked a dog about that.
When the first Star Wars came out, France was still executing people with the guillotine.
What year was that?
1977.
No way.
Was the last one.
That got...
executed.
No way.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. That's what's the word? That's...
unbelievable.
Barbaric? Barbaric.
Ah, yeah.
That's just barbaric. That has to be a really sharp...
It better be.
...blade and heavy. I think it has to be heavy. That's just horrible. I don't like watching the Western movies that show that. Well, they don't show it, but...
Guillotines in Western movies?
Well, remember they would go up and they would put
some
them on...
Some cowboy was...
Yeah, they'd stick their head in the thing and...
I thought they hung them.
I think they do. They did hang them. But didn't they chop off their heads, too?
I don't remember seeing one in the Wild West.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe I'm thinking of a different kind of movie. But, oh.
Okay.
I saw a really good movie. I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't. So paying with exact change. This is another thing that the fast food places can have trouble with.
They if don't you're paying, want you to pay
Well, I'll read... What I understand there's got to be a specific thing here.
Okay.
If you're paying in cash and have the exact change handy, great. The problem is when people take a lot of time digging through their purse or change holder in the car to find the exact change. I think they think that they're making it easier for me because when I don't, this is a person at a restaurant speaking,
yeah.
That I don't have to calculate the change to give back to them, but it really just makes the line move really slow. Then people behind them get frustrated, and I have to deal with those angry customers, says Maria V., a Burger King employee. The register makes counting out change really fast and easy. So do this instead. Good etiquette rules say you should have your cash ready to go in an easily accessible location so that you'll be able to count it out quickly.
Mm-hmm.
The same is true when you're in a grocery store or a retail store. Now, there is truth to this because...
People still use cash?
They use cash, but I also notice in the supermarket line, people are standing in line, and then it comes time for them to be at the checkout person.
Uh-huh.
And now they start looking for their coupon, their store card, their debit card. But you should kind of do that while you're standing in line to get ready.
Then
it's putting all of the things back in the wallet, and I get really frustrated, and then I have to say to myself, Lynn, this is not worth it.
It's not about
me. It's only a couple minutes, exactly. And then I go buy him a coffee.
I just hand him a card, and then I put it in my pocket, and then go.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, you do want to move it along. You know, we are an impatient society.
We certainly are.
I know there's times when I've done things like that, and I always make sure.
Well, you do a lot of these things.
I'll turn back and I'll look at the person behind me and say, I'm so sorry. And then they smile. And they smile because I am sorry. I am. I really am.
Okay. I believe you. Did you know that Queen Elizabeth II was related to Vlad the Impaler?
No, I don't even know who Vlad is.
Vlad the Impaler. Dracula.
He's
Vlad the Impaler, making King Charles the heir to Dracula's bloodline. The link, it appears, is his great-grandmother, Mary of Teck, who was granddaughter to Britain's current ruler and was queen during the reign of King George V.
Okay. So call me stupid or uninformed. I did not know Dracula was a real person.
Yes.
How come I didn't know that?
Well, it wasn't not as much as like the myth of the stories or whatever, but he was an evil
Is that so?
Oh, yeah. Bad boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Lots of girls like bad boys.
And that's what he was like? Women liked him?
I'm just segueing out of here.
Okay, move on. I just learned something, though. Now I want to read about him.
Dracula.
Yeah. Okay, not for any other reason but to see what he was like.
Gotcha.
Okay, what's next?
Crocodiles and alligators can climb trees.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my.
They both can, as long as your tree is heavy and healthy enough to hold them, because they're big.
Did they show a video of that?
Mm-hmm.
And I can picture it. I can see where that...
It was a very slow climb, but they did it.
Like a sloth. Our little friends, the sloths.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Oh, searching on the internet, 24154-3903 in Google Images shows you numerous photos of people sticking their heads inside freezers.
Why?
So, of course, I looked it up. And they really are.
Why were they doing that?
I don't know.
Were the freezers full of food?
No. Some of them had their heads in an empty freezer. Some took the freezer out of the fridge and put it on their head. I mean, there's all different kinds of...
How many ways can you stick your head in a freezer?
Oh, there were at least 300 pictures.
What? No one got hurt.
I could care. I mean, if you're that brainy.
You have to repeat the number again.
24154-3903.
Why would you have to type in that number?
I don't
to
know.
To see this.
I don't
wonder
know.
If you just Googled people who stick their heads in the freezer, if you would get it.
Images, yeah.
Images.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe.
It's so funny to think that you're home one day and you just decide you're going to go stick your head in the freezer. Now I can see if you it's a really hot day, you don't have air conditioning. And
well, if you find it, tell
do
me.
Do you have any other numbers that you can share?
This is a bad number. Medical error is the third biggest killer in the U.S.
No.
Yes. Is that sad or what?
No.
No wonder people don't like hospitals.
That's scary.
Well, you think about it, these guys work their heads off, and they don't get any rest, and they get tired, and they...
Yeah, they work 10-hour days,
mm-hmm.
and they're only human, you know? Humans make mistakes. Yeah, it makes me scared.
Yeah, it does.
You have to have an advocate.
Yeah,
someone
definitely
who's paying
have to
attention
have something.
And yeah. Oh, my gosh. Where'd you get that information?
Bored Panda.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Bored Panda. I want more of those numbers. I'm gonna type in that number when I go home. Paying for the car behind you. Are we taking a break?
We are taking
okay.
a break.
We
I
will
just
continue
noticed that.
Paying for the car behind you in a moment.
Whoa. Like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sondrini.com. Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union. Proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal. Opportunity grows here. With locations throughout the Berkshires and online at Greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's E-V-C-O hypnosis.com.
Oh, yes! 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
She found it.
I did. I found the people sticking their heads in freezers. It's just stupid.
Did it say anything about why?
No, it's just images. Just images,
yep.
of people. And it was, believe it or not, this was posted 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been updated. It's been updated. Heads in freezers. Yeah, there's like over 300 people with their heads. It's just stupid. Anyway, we are here again. I'm Lynn.
Dev.
And together we are.
Stuff.
And we're here every Thursday morning at 8:30.
Yeah.
And before we took a break, I was talking about things that are annoying to people at fast food restaurants. And the one that I just mentioned was paying for the car behind you.
Uh-huh.
And I do that. I've done that. And I thought it was a good thing.
I never
have. It says, this one is controversial, but paying it forward, as in paying for the order of the person in line behind you, is a genuine act of kindness you can offer to a stranger, and it can be confusing for anyone and annoying to fast food workers. And it says here in quotes, I hate it when we get these chains of people paying for the next car because everyone feels like they have to continue it. Or if they don't, they will feel like they have to explain it or apologize. Or sometimes they want to tell me a story about why it's helping them. And it's just really messes up the morning rush. So this woman is a barista at a coffee chain. Plus, she said, sometimes we lose track of who's paying for something that's not the actual order that we're handling. And then it makes it much easier to make mistakes. And it says, we're not telling you not to do an act of kindness for a stranger, but limit this to a time when the line isn't really long.
How can they tell how much the person behind them is going to buy?
So if the person in a drive-thru, that's all that I really know, a drive-thru, and you say, when you get to where you pay and pick up your coffee, the person behind you has spoken into the...
Oh, they've already done it. I was going to say, okay, if you give them a $10 bill just in case, who gets the change?
Right. No, they already know how much. And then I think what they're talking about here is now that person is so grateful, they pay for the person behind them.
Yeah.
And then the next person feels like, oh, they should do it. And then they pay for the person behind them. And they're saying this could be really confusing.
If that ever happens to me and I get up there and they say it's already been paid for, I'll say, pocket it. I'll pay you for myself.
Oh, how nice is that?
And stop.
Well, Sound, you're being
chain.
A nice on top of a nice.
Yeah, but it stops the chain.
It does. Uh-huh. It stops the chain.
Yeah.
Maybe. Because they already have been paid for.
Anybody listening in my car?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hmm. All right. All right.
I'm sorry, fast food people.
Okay. Michael Jackson once tried to buy Marvel Comics because he wanted to star as Spider-Man in the movies.
Whoa.
And they wouldn't let him.
I wonder why.
I would say because it was a jerky move. He wants to buy the whole Marvel
just to be in the movie.
Just to be in a movie?
Come yeah. On. I can't believe somebody has the money to do that and then do the movie.
I know.
I think he'd have to produce the movie. Hey, it's annoying for us to reach over the counter or the glass to grab something. Even if it's individually sealed, like a pack of utensils or crackers, it's not polite to grab it.
Ask for it.
Yes, it's behind the counter. Because it's store policy that we have to hand it to you.
Wow.
So instead, surprise, be polite and ask for it. It's not a bother for me to hand it to you, and I'm happy to help, says Joe, who works in a fast food restaurant. And it also says that this is bartender's advice. Don't reach and take the fruit. You know how they have the little fruit things lined up sometimes?
No.
Close to the bar where you can get the... They put the cherry in the drink, or they put the lime in the drink, or the lemon. Sometimes it's reachable.
Oh, I've never seen that.
And you can't just grab it.
No.
You know? I've been at events.
After your fingers have been in there?
Yeah. I've been at parties or events where they've had those, and I've seen people go over and take an extra lime. You can't do that. Yeah.
People.
Just ask.
Did you know that NASA was once sued by three men for trespassing on Mars?
By who?
Three men for trespassing on Mars. NASA had been working on Mars-related projects for years, but their exploration efforts faced an unexpected situation in 1997 when they were sued by three men for trespassing on the red planet. We inherited the planet from our ancestors 3,000 years ago, the men from Yemen told the Arabic language newspaper Al-Thawari. However, in an interview with CNN, NASA brushed off the suit. It's a ridiculous claim. Mars is a planet out in the solar system that is the property of all humanity, not two or three guys in Yemen.
I wonder how much they were suing for.
I don't know.
And I don't think they've ever been there. So they can't even say that they put a sign up or, took possession.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's strange. I hope it was a joke.
I don't think so.
I'd really like to know what they were, how much. Oh, you need to do your questions.
Oh, yeah. I am easy to lift, but hard to throw. What has a neck but no head? I have pointed fangs and I sit and wait. I have piercing force and I crunch with weight. I grab my victims, but they do not fight. I join them each with a single quick bite.
Oh, it sounds like the thing I'm thinking of, but it would be too easy. So, yeah, I just like hearing you read it. Okay. This next one says, fast food workers don't like it when you telling them to just do something.
What?
Just do, in quotes. Some things fast food workers have to do may look inefficient or frustrating, and sometimes they really are. It may seem kind to give them permission to do it faster or an easier way. This is explained. I recently had a customer tell me to just do this ingredient situation instead of waiting for more to come out, says Joe. But it had already been put into the system the first way, and it would have changed how much, the cost was. So I would have to make an adjustment and probably take longer than just waiting for more chicken. So I think what she's saying is, after the order was taken, somebody said, oh, just do extra crispy. And now she's put in just regular crispy. Let's say we're at Kentucky Fried Chicken. So the customer told Joe to charge him for the first price, even though the second ingredient, the extra crispy, was more money. Mm. But that messes up inventory and order numbers. So it says, you're not the boss, so you can't really give them permission to subvert the rules, even if they could allow the worker to do her job and update the order rather than say, well, I'll just pay for this and not for the extra dressing or whatever.
I've seen menus where they have it labeled.
Yes.
No substitutions.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yeah. So they would say, well, just do extra
rude
dressing, or just do, yeah, well, it's going to cost more. Hello?
It's just rude. I can't stand rude people. A woman once sued Quaker Oats because her Crunchberry cereal wasn't made of real fruit. America has a bit of a reputation as the land of frivolous lawsuits. In 2009, a California woman sued Quaker Oats for Cap'n Crunch Crunchberry cereal, which was not a real fruit. And she says there's a law stating that a company's advertising can't be likely to deceive a reasonable customer, but the judge didn't find her case to be reasonable because Crunchberries aren't real.
Right.
And since the box lists the ingredients, the cereal packages wasn't deceptive.
Absolutely.
How crazy are we getting?
It is crazy. That it's somebody that I'd like to interview and find out their side. What made you think a Crunchberry was a real berry?
Yeah.
A Crunchberry is not a real berry, and the ingredients are on the package.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably the same exact thing they used to make the Captain Crunch pieces, and they just rolled it in a ball and dripped a little bit of food coloring on it to make it look like a berry.
Oh.
I love Captain Crunch, but it would hurt. If you put it in your mouth on the spoon when it's first on the table,
yeah,
it hurts the roof of your mouth.
Really?
It was really like
sharp.
Sharp.
Oh.
Yeah, it was sharp.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. This is interesting. Thinking in a second language leads to better decision making. One 2018 study published in Psychological Science found that thinking it over in a different language may actually improve your rationality. Using a non-native language, no matter what it is, requires you to be deliberate in your word choice and less reactive to emotionally charged words, giving you a more accurate ability to perceive risk?
I guess you'd have to know another language.
Oh, yeah.
That's the loudest I've ever heard her laugh.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess. Well, I'm just saying. Oh. I'm just saying. You know, I'm just saying, you have to know another language in order to do that.
Oh, gosh.
Have you ever talked to someone who speaks two languages and they start to talk to you and they're talking in English and then every once in a while they'll pop in a word from another language and they'll say, oh, I'm sorry.
I did that when I was in college.
Did you?
Because I took Russian and Spanish and Latin. And when I had to do my orals in Russians, I couldn't think of the word, so I put the Spanish word in.
Yeah, I can see where you'd get mixed up.
Well, it's because I couldn't remember the Russian.
Yeah. Do you still remember the Russian?
Just a little tiny bit.
Like if someone was speaking to you, you might be able to pick out different things?
Sort of, but not, sort of like slangs.
Yeah. I think it's hard when you learn another language because we try to learn them slow.
Yeah.
But then, like when I went to Italy, I thought I had learned some things.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But they talk fast. And I it didn't work out too well for me.
It's hard. Yeah. You got to use it a lot in order to do that.
Yeah. I have to go live there. Okay. Hey, giving them a tip they can't accept. Yeah. There's times when you want to tip someone, and they say, no, I can't take a tip. I've had that happen. It was, I don't remember where, but I remember that. It said that the tipping culture has gotten a bit out of control, which is true. Now, when you go pay for something, you notice that on the screen it will say, add a tip, and it'll tell you 10%, but it would be that you just all you did was buy a pack of gum, or you bought an ice cream cone, and that says, it's kind of uncomfortable because they're standing right there and you have to choose something or no tip. So it says it's gotten a bit out of control. So you might be surprised to know that many fast food establishments don't allow their workers to accept tips. While tipping is usually a great kindness to workers, it's more polite to follow the rules. People should try to hand me cash. They would try to hand me cash or tell me to add on a few bucks to their bill, but we weren't allowed to get tips, says Megan D., who used to work for Little Caesars. I tried explaining that I'd get in trouble if I get caught, but they insisted that they were just trying to be nice. So it says here, do this instead. Follow the tipping rules for an establishment. If a worker can't accept tips, don't tip, and don't try to do it in a covert way, like through a handshake or by sliding it across the counter or under your hand. Yes, don't. You've done that. I can see you're biting your nails.
I did it once.
Yeah? Did they take it?
Yes.
Oh.
It was a waitress.
Yeah.
And we were at a pretty big size party and with tables and everything.
Oh.
And she was busy. I mean, wow, man, was she busy. And I kind of...
Yeah. Slipped it to her.
Yeah.
And she took it.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's kind of hard because when you think about that, if she was doing a great job and you thought it was great and it was worth a tip, I don't understand why she can't accept a tip as a
compliment. Because I guess the other people didn't get one.
Well, you know what? Maybe they should have worked hard, you know? I mean, she happened to be working very hard and you happened to be... I agree with what you did.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I think that hard work should be...
Rewarded.
The
white dots. Now, have you ever looked at a bright blue sky and seen white dots when you look away?
Not sure.
It says the white dots you can see while looking at a bright blue sky are actually your white blood cells bounding around and moving across your retina.
Just a blue sky?
Yeah.
I'll have to try that today. Is it blue? You can see
it. It's trying. Yeah.
So, people, next time you're out there and the sky is blue, so you look at the sky, and then what do? You stare at it?
Well, you just look at for a little bit, and then you look away, and sometimes
you see the little dots?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I'll try that.
Okay. What you got?
Making comments about their working conditions. Don't make comments. This person worked at a burger chain and said, I'm retired and I'm flipping burgers. People feel bad for me, but I don't like it when people feel sorry for me. And they say things like, I can't believe they're making you do this at your age. It's awful to have. It's awful that you have to work so late at your age.
Oh, my God.
I can't imagine those things as you are pointing them out. It doesn't come across as sympathetic. It's patronizing.
It's insulting.
Yeah. So do this instead. If you have a problem with how a company runs their business, don't go to that establishment. Or if you see an issue at your local franchise, speak to management about it. If you want to empathize with an employee on duty, you can offer a kind compliment like, hey, thanks for taking my order so fast. Or, hey, how's your day going? Yeah.
Wow.
You know, hey, why are you doing this? Yeah. Nope.
They may have no idea what this person's life is like.
No idea. Mm-mm.
Wow.
Mm-mm.
Okay. I am easy to lift, but hard to throw. What do you think it is?
Water?
Feather.
A feather.
What has a neck but no head?
A bottle?
Yay!
Yay!
Ding, 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 ding. And the pointed fangs guy?
Well, I said a snake, but that was too obvious.
It's not a snake.
No.
It's a stapler.
Oh, you made a stapler sound really creepy. It's a stapler.
Yeah.
Do you have time to say it again?
Okay. I have pointed fangs, and I sit and wait. I have piercing force, and I crunch with weight. I grab my victims, but they do not fight. I join them each with a single quick bite.
That's so good. And it was good to hear it again because I could picture it. I could picture that little stapler. Hey, everybody, have a great week.
Away.
I love that.
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.